example, a few hundred people protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota will be forced out of their winter camp tomorrow if they don't evacuate. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum ordered the camp cleaned up and evacuated by Wednesday afternoon. Warm weather is melting winter snow, and it threatens to flood the camp, says the governor. The camp sits along the Cannonball River. Madonna Thunderhawk is a member of the Two Kettle Lakota tribe. She's been living at the protest camp since August. She joins us by cell phone. Madonna, welcome.
Thank you.
So the governor told us on Friday that a good portion of the camp was under a few inches of water already and that tons of trash still needed to be picked up. What are the conditions like at the camp now?
You know, it's true. There's water, but it's the lowlands. We knew that, you know. The snow's going to melt. Duh. But anyway, there's no trash. Campsites were under three. We had three major storms over the past few months. So many camps were buried. Under the guise of helping out, a lot of these camps were pushed up with the snow and the mud and that type of thing to make it look like trash. There's no trash. We've taken care of our camp. And if there's any piles of debris, it's camps that were buried that the authorities pushed up into big piles. I just wanted to make that clear because that's where I live. There's no trash.
So you think that the threat of flooding, for example, and the trash is not as severe as the government is saying that it is, that maybe they're using this in order to try to get the protesters to leave?
No, not to get the protesters. There's no protesters down there. We're water protectors. And we're dealing with not just the governor. We're dealing with Morton County. We're dealing with any kind of law enforcement you want to name that's handy. It's their words, you know, trying to make things look as dramatic as possible, you know. But this is how it operates. Nothing new here.
How many people are still there?
Several hundred. Many are moving up on top. My tribal government has a leased land and has an open area for us to come to camp within sight. And it's all treaty land. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be on the front lines or on the river. You know, it's all treaty land.
We asked the governor on Friday if he'd send the police in to clear the camp tomorrow if people don't leave, and here's what he told us.
If you've got people that are preventing contractors from doing the cleanup work, or if the people that are contracted to do the cleanup feel threatened by, you know, any kind of self-designated security group in the camp, those kinds of confrontations we're going to have to deal with on a one-by-one basis. But ideally, there are no arrests because we're all on the clean water team.
What's your response to that, and do you think there's going to be a conflict with police?
Well, they're the police. They're the ones that are armed. You know, the threat of violence is there because they're the ones with all the weapons. They're all over the place. They're walking all over. They're up at the casino, at the motel, and they're all, you know, heavily armed and everything. Well, this is the age of Trump. Why not? So any protesters that are going to try to stop cleanup, we're doing cleanup. We've been doing, you know, cleanup on our own. They come in armed to the teeth, and that's cleanup? Come on.
So do you think that people are going to be arrested tomorrow?
I don't know. That's up to what the armed forces are going to do. You know, we know what we stand on. We stand on our treaty rights, that whole area, the original treaty boundaries of you know, and to protect the water. That's all. We're water protectors of all ages. You know, what happens is in the governor's pocket.
So what happens next with you and with this movement? Because after the construction on this pipeline is finished, and it's almost finished, do you have any plans to take this movement any further?
You know what? This isn't a movement. This is ongoing. 2 years ago, we fought XL pipeline, and that's going to surface again because of Trump. And this is an ongoing thing for us as people of this land, of the original people, the First Nations. We're constantly in a battle with energy corporations across this country. This is just one of many. But it just so happened that the world came to see this.
Why do you think that was?
Because guess who got elected? Where are all the hundreds and thousands of young people going to go when they were in shock? The only resistance that was going on from Mother Earth was right here, of course, in Indian country. We're always carrying the burden.
Do you think that this has made a difference more than other causes that you've fought for? Because you've been an activist for Native American causes for most of your life.
We don't look at it that way. I mean, but for the rest of the country, I suppose, you know, that. But with us, I said, it's a progression. This isn't the first, and this isn't going to be the last. And so we're not looking at things, oh, this is the end, and oh, the big, you know, this is just another benchmark for us, you know?
That's Madonna Thunderhawk, who is speaking with us from near the protest camp along the Cannonball River in North Dakota. Madonna Thunderhawk, thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, good. I gotta go.